הכשרת האברכים פרק א', the preparation of the young scholars, the first chapter. במה נתחיל להכשיר אותנו? How do we begin in preparing ourselves? Notice, the way of good speakers is always to include themselves with the people. It's not that I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to us. And the Rebbe over here is doing the same thing. How do we begin preparing ourselves? He's talking to himself as well as everyone else. And the sign of someone who's really a Baal Musar, someone who's really talking to himself. He's not just talking to someone else. He's not just using it because it's a good way of getting his message across. It's known in the holy works that the tzaddikim, the holy ones of Israel, the ones who have the tradition, and so too the holy chassidim who serve the Hashem in the way of the Holy One, the Baal Shem Tov, and his students, the remembrance of a tzaddik should be blessed. דרכי עבודת קודשם, the way, their holy way of service, דרכי נביאי השם, is the way of the prophets of Hashem. זוהר הקדוש פרשת תרומה, the holy Zohar on Parshas Truma writes, אמר רבי יעקב על עצמו, רבי יעקב said about himself, וענה, and I, מן יאיב לי, who would give me התערותא דרוח קדשו, an arousal of his holy spirit, למהבי בגוי נביאי, to be among the prophets, Mehemne, the truthful prophets, the trusted prophets, Tamidei Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the disciples of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Ilain v'Tatain Zain Mine, that the upper ones and the lower ones are all fearful, their intrepidation of him, Ad Kan Leshono HaKadosh. Till here are the holy words of the Zohar. Hainu, Shebi'in v'Tanuto Hitpalei Al Atzmo Shezachah Liyot Ben Nevi'ei Mehemne Talmidei Rashbi Shelmim Tachtonim Zdazin Mimenu. That in his modesty, he wondered, he was in awe about himself, that he merited to be among the trusted prophets, the disciples of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that the upper ones and the lower ones are shaking from them. Uvesefer HaKadosh Maor VaShemesh, in the holy work, the light and the sun, פרשת ויגש ופרשת ראי, התאגם על הצדיקים מדור דור עובדי השם אשר בדרך הבעל שם טוב זצל, שדרכי קודשם דרכי נביאי השם הם עיין שם. So the first thing he's telling us, that in this work as well, we find that the tzaddik in each generation that serve Hashem in the way of the Baal Shem Tov, their way is the way of the prophets of Hashem. And now he's got to define, what does that mean? בעיני הנביאים הקדושים, גם בעלי זוהר הקדוש, הרי הבעל שם טוב, תלמידיהם זצל, מלאכי אל מאיתנו נשגבים ודרכם דרך הקודש השמיימה, מאיתנו פלא. And behold, the holy prophets, even those of the holy Zohar and the Ari and the Baal Shem Tov and their students, they are the angels of God. They are distant from us, and their way is a holy way that's in heaven, and it's beyond our ability to perceive it. ואיננו מריבים עוז לעלות אל עליות קודשם להיות גדול כמוהם שרפי אל. And we don't take pride in our strength and think that we could ascend to their holy level and be big like them, the holy angels of God. אבל זאת אנו משתוקקים, but this we do strive for, וגם חובה היא עלינו, and it's also our obligation, לעבוד את השם לוקי אבותינו, לוקי אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, to serve our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, עבודת תמה, a whole service, עבודה שלמה בכל איברי גופנו ונפשנו, a service that is whole with all of our limbs and all of our soul. וכל חוט מגופנו, and every string, every strand of our body, וכל ניצוץ מנפשנו, and every spark of our soul, חס ושלום לא יצאו מחוץ לקדושת השם הממלאה ומקיפה אותנו. God forbid, should never leave the holiness of Hashem that should fill us, that should suffuse us, and should surround us. וגם זאת, and this too, שלא ידענו להיות רק כעבד בן שפחה. It's not enough that we should be like a servant who's the son of the maid. שעובד גם כן למלך. He also serves the king. He's the son of the maid. רק שעבודתו יחר עריכה מחיק מן המלך. But what does he do? The maid's son. He works. He grinds. He's the one that's turning the mill. And he's far from the king. את דבריו אינו שומע. He doesn't get to hear the king. ומזיבו אינו נהנה ומתענג. And he doesn't see his glory. עבודה שהיא בסגירת המוח וטמטום הלב. His service is a service that really makes one stupid. Staying there just turning the wheel and causes his heart to be stuffed up. ורצוננו ותשוקתנו הם להיות בחינת פנים. But our, what we aspire to is to be like sons. פנים אתם לשם אלוקיכם, like the verse states, we are sons to Hashem our God, שבעבודתנו לשם הן בתורה ותפילה והן בשאר מצוות נרגיש את התקרבותנו לשם. That in our service of Torah and Tefillah and other mitzvos, we should feel our closeness to Hashem. וכמו הבן ששמח לקראת אביו אחרי שלא ראו כמה שנים. And just as a son is rejoicing happy towards his father after he hasn't seen him for a number of years. ואחרי שנתענה בגעגועים גדולים על אביו. And after the son has suffered through great longings to see his father, when he sees him, he rejoices. כן גם אנחנו, so to us, נשתוקק ונתגעגע אליו יתברך. We should miss God and we should want to come close to him. ובזוהר הקדוש תרומה, and in the Holy Zohar in Parshas Truma, it says, ומן ידינן דה קודש בריחו יתראי בי ושווה מדורי בי. And from here we know that God wants him, likes him, and places his dwelling within him. When we see that what this guy wants is to chase after God, then we know that God likes him and God is really God is found by him. Then we know if we see that within his heart and his soul he's chasing after God. Badai taman yadinan deshaya beshchinta. Certainly then we know that the Shekhinah is within that person. Ad kan lashon HaKadosh. Should we continue? We'll pause here. I didn't think to do this much of this, but we're in the middle of a thought, so let's just read one more paragraph. And then we'll go over to Rambam. And when we serve Hashem, we should feel our soul running to its Father. This is something which I want us to think about for a second. This is a point he's expressing it in the form of Chassidut, but it's also expressed in the Gra and the students of the Gra. This isn't a point that belongs to Chassidut alone. The prophets already warned us that we shouldn't do our service of God like it's something we're just accustomed to doing. Mitzvat Hashem Alumada. This is what I do. I get up in the morning, I wash my hands, I daven. And the truth is that it's a question of habit. If we remember when we wash our hands in the morning that our sages institute to wash our hands and God commanded us to listen to what our sages say, so when we go to wash our hands, we think, hey, I am behold ready to serve my Creator and the washing of my hands the way our sages commanded us as a preparation for prayer. If a person gets accustomed to thinking that thought, if he just pauses a second and thinks about what he's doing, so the whole action takes on a different tone. He's already starting his preparation towards prayer in his mind, in his emotional, in his spiritual preparations. And the same is true even by going to the bathroom. And part of it is the will to get closer to Hashem, as we saw yesterday in the Rambam, that this is where a person is supposed to be focused. We saw it in Shmona Prakim, and we quoted it in the Parsha class, about that's why Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were called, God is called their God, because they were able to attain the level where everything they did was focused on how do I get close to Him. So we're not on that level. The Rambam says he wonders if anyone could attain that level without being a prophet. The level where every single action is just weighed with the question, is this going to bring me close to Hashem or not? That's the way we all should be, but it's a very high level. It means that a person doesn't utter a word without thinking, is this bringing me closer or not? So, okay, the Rambam says he doesn't believe a person attains that level unless he's like a prophet. But we should aspire to that level. And all of these concepts all revolve around this concept, the inner yearning that a person should have to come close to his Creator, who he's referring to now as the Father of one's soul, that a person should have a yearning for day and night. Ritza unemisa, a person should be running after it and should be melting before it. Nemisata nefesh beishtapchuta al chekavia shebashamayim. The nefesh is supposed to melt forward, I assume he means in tears, as it spills forth into the closeness of its Father in heaven. ולא בתפילה ועבודה בלבד נרגיש תקרבותנו אל השם ונתענג מזיו כבודו יתברך. And not only in prayer and the service of Hashem should we feel this closeness and be happy in the countenance, so to speak, of God's honor, רגם תמיד, but also always, כי מי שבכל היום הדיוטו, but if someone is a plain man all day, ובכל שעותיו נפשו קבורה במחצל של קנים ושטוטים, and all day his soul is buried in a blanket of reeds and foolishness. And here he's using a borrowed term from the Gemara. That's very interesting. If we had time, we'd expand on. I think he's revealing to us pshat in an interesting Gemara. But right now we have to finish this thought. And if you remind me, then maybe Shabbat we'll discuss it. Gam betorato, tfilato va'avodato, then also in his Torah, his prayer, and his service, hidyotu. And he's a simpleton. Person can't say, the rest of my day, I do menial jobs. And when I come to Torah, oh, then I get close to Hashem. When I come to prayer. The Rebbe is saying that a person who wants to be close has to be close all the time. Because otherwise, even when he comes to do holy work, his soul won't arise. God forbid. בכל היום צריך איש להיות יהודי. All day a person has to be a Jew. ובכל יום צריך להיות קרוב אליו יתברך. And all day a person has to be close to Hashem. פעם ביותר יתרוממות ופעם בפחות מעט. At times he'll be more elevated and at times a little less. יהודי הוא תמיד, but he is always a Jew. וגם בחינת בן לקדוש ברוך הוא תמיד יהיה. And he should always be with this aspect of being a son to God. וכל מעשינו בנפש תהיינה עד שגם מחשבתנו תמיד תהי ברא. And all our actions with regard to our nefesh should be such until our thoughts will also be clean. חזקה וקשורה בקדושתו. Strong and tied in God's holiness. ואז גם נזכה שכל כך תוכל נפשנו להתגבר על חושנו. And then we'll also merit that our nefesh will be able to overcome our senses. שלא די שלא יוכלו חושנו לבלבל ולפתות את מחשבותינו. That not only won't our senses confuse our thoughts, which is the problem that we face all the time. That our senses are the ones that are leading us on. What we see, what we smell, what we taste, what we want, what we desire. The senses are confusing our thoughts. But if one can connect to his creator, then not only won't his senses confuse his thoughts, ולומר לנו אולם אתה רואה וגשם אתה מרגיש, and the senses won't be able to deceive us and tell us, oh, you see, there's a world out there. You feel. Don't you enjoy the physical that you see and feel? גם חושינו יקנו למחשבת לבבינו. One will attain the level that his senses will also succumb to the thoughts of his heart. That the heart will lead the senses. וגם הם יראו את קדושת השם פרוסה על כל הנמצא. And they too will see the holiness of Hashem spread out over everything that exists. וידע ויראה אדם אשר גם בעולם הזה נמצא בגן השם. And a person will know and see that in this world as well, he is in the garden of God, be'eden, in the windowsill, lifnei chisei chvodo yitbarach, before God's holy throne. I'm wondering when he wrote this. You know, there's a difference if you write this when you're living in a peaceful town, or if you're living in the Warsaw ghetto.
He wrote it in the Warsaw ghetto. Right?
This was written in the Warsaw ghetto? Okay.
Right before the east, he was 6 months before he died. So everything was falling down around his ear.
Okay, so he's writing this in the Warsaw ghetto. A person should attain the level that he sees that in this world too, he is in the garden of Hashem in Eden, the windowsill before God's holy throne. Uvama nizke la'avodah shlema kazo. And how do we merit such whole service of God? Inne mitz'ar et ikvei hanvi'im hamkubalim v'tzadikei hachasidut nish'af la'akir. If we try to get to know the little bit of the heels of the prophets, the mekubalim, those that have a tradition, the tzaddikim of the chassidut. Se'ilach b'ikvei atzon, as the verse states in Song of Songs, go out after the footsteps of the sheep, after their heels. Al kol panim et ikvei kocham nireh, we should at least see the footsteps, the heels of their holiness. Uva'avak darkam darchei Hashem nitabek, and we should follow them and get their dust, the dust of the ways of Hashem. אף אל קרבנו נבלה, and we should try to imbue that within us. ומעתה עלינו לדעת מהו עקב כל הקודש הזה. Now we have to know what is the footsteps of this holiness. ומה היא ההכשרה שהתקשר בהבחור והברך השואף ומשתוקק לזכות להיות חסיד? And what is the preparation with which a young person who wants to be a chassid should prepare himself? So what do we see today? He wrote that in preparation we have to know that the ways of chassidim is the ways of the prophets, and he illustrates it by saying that in the Zohar it says that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's students said that they merited to be the students of a prophet. And he wants to say, we shouldn't ask, well, prophecy ended in the beginning of the Second Temple, so what's he talking about prophets? So he's saying, yeah, but there is an aspect where we refer to those that learn the secrets of the Torah, the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Hasidim, we refer to them as prophets, and they're the ones in whose footsteps we should go. And this, he wants to expand to include not only Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and those Tanaim, but the Arizal, the Baal Shem Tov, and their disciples. And he's saying they are
Kabbalah.
What?
So we should learn Kabbalah?
He didn't say we should learn Kabbalah yet. So far he's saying we should try to go in their footsteps, and their ways are much distant from us, and we don't merit to attain anything beyond the son of the maid who's out there grinding, turning the wheel as he's grinding the flour. But we shouldn't suffice with that. We should want to get closer, and we should want to have a connection that is there always. And if a person always wants to be close to Hashem in everything he does, then he is always a Jew, and this will affect everything he does the way it should. And in order to get there, we should follow the ways of the tzaddikim of the chassidut. That's what we saw until now. So that's the beginning of the first chapter. And we'll see where he's taking us.